This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today's Money and Politics story comes to us with a like-father-like-son twist to it. Jonathan Soros, son of liberal financier George, is taking after dad by funding a political project of his own. Soros the Younger says he wants to reduce the influence of big money in politics. And bear with me now, because this is where the story gets a little bit weird. The way he's going to fight super PACs is by launching a super PAC. Marketplace's Mark Garrison tries to make some sense of it.
That's the sound of a big guy thrown to the mat in a martial arts gym. It's what the younger Soros and his allies want to do to politicians who oppose campaign finance limits. It's kind of like what Henner Gracie teaches his jiu-jitsu students, including Tim Tebow.
Use the opponent's energy, power, and athleticism against them.
So if the enemy runs super PACs, start one of your own. The Soros super PAC is called Friends of Democracy, and Elise Hoag is the co-director. She recognizes the irony of what they're doing, but says they have to in a political system flooded with cash.
The political elite are responsive to whether or not they believe they're going to be elected. And right now, outside money is what governs that response and stimulus, and that's how we've got to make the change.
She says the super PAC will run media campaigns against congressmen who favor unlimited spending. So far, their targets are all Republicans, but Hoag says they could also go after Democrats. Federal Election Commission veteran Bob Bierzak, now senior fellow at the Center for Responsive Politics, doesn't think their plan will fly.
People have tried before to use campaign finance as an issue in a campaign, especially in Congress, and it's generally not successful.
The super PAC wants to raise $8 million to run ads in around a dozen House districts this fall. And if you don't agree with the Soros-funded anti-super PAC super PAC, you could always start a counter-anti-super PAC super PAC super PAC. It's perfectly legal. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.